Carry horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. Come back through the years and return with us to the wild and untamed west of old. Thrill once again to another exciting story of the phantom figure of the plains who rode in the cause of justice. Listen to those silver-shod hoofs as they charge down the hard-packed roadbeds of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver, old boy! That's it, old fellow! We're needed on the trail ahead! Hail,
Lone Ranger had made a long and tiring trip. His horse, Silver, was in need of water. And so when the masked man neared the town of Needlepoint and came within the sight of Amy Holcomb's home, he paused to remove his mask and disguise his face. Thus prepared, he approached the house. As our dramatic story begins, we hear him in conversation with Amy Holcomb.
I'll ride on as soon as my horse is watered.
So you don't aim to spend the night around town nowhere?
No.
Well, I won't ask no more questions. Sakes alive, I've asked a plenty, and that's the first one I got an answer to. Serves me right for being a curious old busybody. By the way, I don't suppose you heard of the Nashes, have you?
I don't think so.
I forgot you're a stranger. There's Panamint Nash and Lindy. She's his daughter.
I haven't heard of them.
There's a whole tribe of the Nash folk, but Panamint's the main one. He's the most ornery cuss that ever drawed a breath. Oh, I was going to tell you not to bother to ask him for no water. He wouldn't give it to you.
He wouldn't?
Nope. Like as not, you'll pass his place. It's just around the bend. Panamint is crippled, he is. Can't walk a step.
That's too bad.
It's his twisted soul that done it. It's fitting punishment for a man that ain't never lived as a white man should. He ain't no use for Needlepoint folks. Won't let none of his people associate with us. Old critter thinks we ain't good enough for his breed.
Are there many people in his family?
Sakes alive, yes. Reckon there was four or five Nash men, and they all married and had families. And old Panamint, he's the boss of the lot. They all live in the Bend country. Of the whole kit and caboodle of them, Linda's the only one that's worth her salt.
What has Panamint done that makes him so disliked?
It ain't what he's done, stranger. It's what he ain't done.
Oh?
Keeping all his people close by him there, never letting none of them come around here. Won't even let any of us folks go there. That's how cussed mean he is.
Say, I heard of a man around Needlepoint
named... Wait, let me tell you. Here's what Panamint done. There was a young cowboy rid over to the bend to see Lindy, and Panamint shot him. That's how poison mean he is. Lindy'd make a man a fine wife, but she don't have no chance to get off her, not living with old Panamint.
Did the cowboy live?
Yep, but he'll have a stiff arm for the rest of his life. Now, what was you asking about?
A man named Frawley, Bob Frawley.
Bob Frawley? My sake, do you know him? He's our sheriff here at Needlepoint.
Is he?
Sure thing.
Isn't he rather young to be a sheriff?
Young, but... dead earnest about it.
Is he well-liked?
Yeah, that's how he got to get the job. But say, hold on, who are you?
Why?
By Juniper. You ain't the one Bob's looking for, are you?
Me?
By thunder, I bet you are. You're the man that shot Bob's paw.
You're mistaken.
Well, maybe so. You don't look or act like a killer. But why did you ask about Bob?
I'd heard of him, that's all.
Main reason he wanted the sheriff's job so bad is because he figured it might help him to locate the man he'd give his life to get.
The man who killed his father, huh?
Yeah. Old man Frawley was dry gulched. Some outlaw done it when Bob was just a younker. And his ma told him about it when he got older. Bob vowed to get that man and put a soft nose slug in him just like what his pa got. Look, there's horsemen coming this way. Wonder who they are.
Here, Silver.
Hey, are you leaving now?
Yes.
But hold on a minute. That looks like Sheriff Bob on one of them horses. Some lady riding with him.
Yep. Thanks for what you told me.
Sakes alive. Hold on, stranger. If that ain't Lindy Nash that's riding with Sheriff Frawley, I'm plumb loco.
I may see you again.
Say, mister, tell them two to come around here and call on an old woman, will you? They're cutting off to the south like they didn't want me to see them.
Hi, old Silver!
My sakes alive. He called that hoss Silver. I wonder. Doggone, it can't be. Silver. I wonder.
Look at that horse riding away from Ma Holcomb's place, Bob. Did you ever see the like of it?
That's as fine a piece of horseflesh as I ever seen, Linda.
I hope we cut away from her house before she recognized us.
Oh, drat it, Linda. Why we gotta be secret about seeing one another?
You know why, Bob. You know how Pa feels about all the needlepoint folks.
I know, but just the same...
If he knowed you and I was meeting each other, there's no telling what he'd do.
Likely try to shoot me. Linda, why don't you let me call on him?
No, Bob, no. You've got to promise not to.
I bet if you let me call on the old fire eater and talk the thing out... I'd get him to say we could be married.
No, not yet, Bob. Maybe someday, but not now.
Blast it.
You know Pa's ideas. He's vowed that none of the Nashes will ever leave the bend.
What's his crazy idea, anyhow? What's he got against the needlepoint folks?
I don't know, Bob, but if he ever found out I was seeing you, there's no telling what he'd do. He'd like to take a horse with
him. I'd like to see him try it.
He's just as set in his ways as you are in yours. Now, I've got to go. You better turn back here. We're getting into the Bend country.
If it wasn't that I'd pledge my maw to square accounts for Pa...
Don't say it, Bob.
All right.
There's one thing I never could understand about your vow, Bob.
I'd rather not talk about it.
Well, how will you know the killer when you find him?
I'll know him.
So long ago, you wasn't much more than a baby when it happened.
I know I'll find him someday, Linda. He's still alive, I know he is. I'll find him. Years ago, he went by the name of Wildcat. And someday I'll trace him down by that old nickname.
Wildcat?
Well, Linda, what's the matter?
Wildcat.
Did you ever hear of him?
Tell me more about him, Bob.
Well, I don't know much about him. But someone, I don't know who, told Ma the killer's left-handed and walks with a limp.
Left-handed and called Wildcat?
I've been investigating every left-handed man I hear about. And someday, honey, I'll carry out one of my vows.
One of them?
Well, the second one is to marry you.
Oh, Bob, I gotta leave you here. You go back to Needleport. I'm heading for the bend. Get up. Get up there.
When the Lone Ranger mounted his great horse, Silver, he headed toward the bend. As he rode, he circled wide to avoid being seen by the girl and the sheriff who were headed for the same destination. When the ranger finally approached the Nash property, several minutes after Linda had arrived, he replaced his mask. Cautiously, he approached the guard who was stationed on the outskirts of the property. He quickly overpowered the man, tied him securely, and left him where he was. Then the masked man went to Nash's home. It had been his intention to speak to old Panamint, but when he saw Linda enter the house, he stationed himself outside instead. Panamint Nash, for years crippled and chair-ridden, greeted his daughter Linda and her companion, Morgan Nash, a distant relative.
Well, it's about time you got back, Lindy. What did you learn? Was it worth my while sending you into town?
I talked to the sheriff, Father.
And as soon as most anything happens to have you talking to needlepoint folks, and to have some information. What'd he say?
He told me that...
Well, go ahead. Don't try to fib to me. You've been seeing considerable of Bob Frawley, ain't you?
What?
You see, Linda, I know what goes on around here, even if I don't get around myself. Your cousin Morgan there told me about you two meeting.
Morgan, you...
Well, what are you going to do about it, Lindy?
You're sneaking coyote, carrying tails. I hate the sight of you.
That'll do, girl.
You needn't get so uppity, Lindy.
I said keep quiet. You see, I had a reason in sending you to talk to Bob Frawley. He'd tell you anything you wanted to know. And I reckon he did. He's still hunting for the man that killed his father, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
Well, go on. Tell me some more.
You don't know the man's name.
Don't, huh? What else did he tell you?
Pa, I can't tell you.
Go on, speak up now. Or I'll send Morgan and a couple of the other boys to get him.
I'd like to drill Bob Frawley. If it wasn't for him, maybe Lindy would like me.
I wouldn't marry you if you were the last man alive.
Speak up now. What did Frawley say?
The only thing he knows about the man is he used to be called Wildcat.
Wildcat, huh? Go on.
That's all, Paul.
Go on.
He's a little lame and he's left-handed.
Left-handed? I don't mean nothing. I'm left-handed, too.
But he said the man who shot his father was nicknamed Wildcat.
Well, what about it?
That rifle hanging over the mantle has the name Wildcat carved on the stock.
I know it. What about it?
Is that your rifle?
What if it is?
I couldn't believe it of you, Paul, that you shoot a man from ambush. Bob Frawley's father was dry gulched.
I ain't said I shot him. Anyhow, if I did, what would you do about it?
I'd run off, that's what I'd do. I'd leave here forever.
He's fixing to leave here someday anyhow, Uncle Pandemint.
That wouldn't surprise me none.
He's not telling the truth, Paul.
Oh, yes, I am. You're fixing to run off and marry that good-for-nothing sheriff.
He's not good-for-nothing. He's the best sheriff this county's ever seen.
You see, Uncle Pandemint? You see how she comes to his defense?
Yeah. If she thinks enough about him, she's likely to turn on me. And try and tell him I'm the one who shot his pa.
I believe it. If you pa, I...
Never mind. Morgan.
Yeah?
We ain't going to take no chances on her running away.
Nah, wouldn't be good sense to.
What are you going
to
do?
Morgan, take Lindy to her room. Lock the door and bring the key to me.
You can't keep me a prisoner. You...
We'll do it for the time being. Maybe when you're set free, you won't be seeing no more of Bob Frawley.
Come on, Lindy.
Let go of me.
Come on.
Hurry up, Morgan. And get back here to me. I got something I want to speak to you about.
I'll be right with you, Uncle Pandemint.
You'll be sorry for this. I'll get word to Bob Frawley somehow. I'll leave you now the first chance I get.
Take that key out. Fetch it back to me.
He's locked in safe now.
We can get out through the window if we ain't careful.
I'll tend to that. I'll have a couple of the boys put some slats over the window so she can't get out that way.
Well, that's a good idea.
Did you want to see me about something else?
Yeah. You're far enough removed to marry Lindy.
I'd sure enough like to.
A third cousin. That'd be all right.
Yeah, only she don't seem to care much about me. I'd make her a good husband, though, Uncle Pandemint. I'm a good, steady man.
That girl's all in the world I care about. I want to make sure there's someone to take care of her when I'm gone.
You can count on me.
I'll fetch her around our way of thinking. I'll do it somehow.
Gosh, that'd be swell.
You can get along now. Tend to boarding up that window. That's all I wanted to see you about.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. You will recall that in the first act of tonight's Lone Ranger drama, We learned that the crippled old Panamint Nash ruled his relatives from his invalid's chair with an iron hand. He did not permit strangers to enter Nash territory, nor did he allow any members of the Nash family to become friendly with outsiders. The Lone Ranger learned that Linda Nash, Panamint's daughter, was interested in Bob Frawley, in spite of her father's objections. Bob, sheriff of the county, had dedicated himself to one purpose in life, to get the man who had killed his father years before. As our story continues, we see the masked man pulling the great horse over to a stop in a small, well-concealed camp. Tonto, his faithful Indian companion, comes out to meet him.
Hello, Silver. Tonto, I learned quite a bit about this Nash affair.
That's good.
I think Bob Frawley is going to find the man who killed his father.
Ooh, kill him.
Frawley's never seen the inside of the Nash home. If he did, he'd find a rifle on the wall. A rifle with the name Wildcat carved in the stock.
That name, fella who killed Frawley?
Yes. And the rifle belongs to Panamint Nash.
Oh.
Which makes a complication, Tonto. If Bob carries out his vow, it'll mean he'll have to kill the father of the girl he loves.
And then him lose girl, huh?
And if Bob Frawley doesn't marry Linda, the girl will live a life of misery.
What happened, man?
Nash is planning to marry her to a third cousin, a man named Morgan.
Him good feller?
No, he isn't. He's a sneaky-looking man. But old Panamint usually has his way. They'll be making plans for a wedding there, Tonto. Panamint will push the thing ahead as fast as he can.
What we do him?
I want you to get him to his land and stay around the house. You might be able to get a job as cook there.
Me get work there.
You'll have to be there to do certain things, Tonto.
What? Them?
You'll have to tell Linda to wait and be patient. Tell her to let the plans for a wedding proceed.
Marry that feller?
No. Somehow, I don't think the wedding will be performed. I have a few things to say to Panamint Nash myself. Things he may not know.
What? That?
You see, Kemosabe, Panamint doesn't realize that I know who used to be called Wildcat.
Oh.
I'll see you later when I come to the ranch to talk to Panamint.
Yep. Hail Silver!
Tonto spent 10 days at the ranch, during which time he carefully noted everything he observed. And then, when he'd gathered the information needed, he met the Lone Ranger one evening and made his report, told him everything that had happened concerning the wedding. We hear the ranger now as he walks across the porch and opens Panamint Nash's door.
What the...
Nash, I want to speak to you. Put down that gun.
So you think them guns you're holding will stop me, huh? Well, they won't. Maybe you'll drill me. Before I breathe my last, I'll get you.
Don't draw that trigger. I'm here to talk about the wedding.
The wedding?
Yes.
What's the mask to do with wedding talk?
Lower the gun, Nash. The sheriff is looking for a man who used to be called Wildcat.
Yeah? And what about it?
That rifle over the mantle belonged to Wildcat.
It did? What's more, that's the rifle that was used to kill old Frawley. Now, what do you aim to do about it?
I know who Wildcat is. Do you?
Maybe I do. I ain't saying.
Very well. In case you don't, I'll tell you. And I'll prove everything I say.
The Lone Ranger compelled the attention of Panamint Nash. And as the masked man spoke, Panamint became more interested with each word he said. Nevertheless, the wedding plans went on as originally scheduled. On the eventful day, every member of the Nash family assembled around old Panamint's chair in the huge ranch house. Linda, dressed in her bridal gown, stood in the doorway to the immense central room with Tonto at her side.
You not worry.
But another hour and I'll be married.
That long time. Plenty happened.
There's Paul waiting to speak to me.
Linda! Stand away from that door. Come into the room. I've got things to say.
Paul, you've got that rifle off on the mantel.
Yeah?
What are you going to do with it?
Maybe that sheriff critter will have nerve enough to come here and try and stop the wedding.
You ain't going to shoot him if he does. Paul, no.
Oh.
No,
you got your spunk back again, huh?
But this wasn't in the plans.
What plans? You've been meek as can be for the past week. I thought you'd lost all your spunk.
Oh, I ain't lost no spunk. I've been meek because I felt that no matter what you planned, the wedding wouldn't come off. That's why I agreed to everything you said. But if you plan to shoot Bob Foley...
Oh, you're looking for him to come here,
yes,
huh?
Yes, I am. He loves me. He'll defy the whole pack of Nashes to keep me from marrying a man I hate.
Oh?
If you try to shoot Bob Foley, I'll stand before that gun. It's enough that you killed his father. You ain't going to kill him, too.
No.
You grin about it. Oh, Paul, I don't know why I don't hate and despise a man like you.
Don't you?
I haven't so far. There's something that seems to tell me that... I just won't believe you killed Bob's father till you confess it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you shoot Bob, I...
Nash!
Oh, Bob!
Well, Frawley?
I heard about this wedding.
Bob, look out. He's going to use that rifle on you.
You better not.
You got a sight of nerve to come here, Frawley.
All right, maybe I have. You better let me have that rifle.
Stand away from in front of me. I want to keep an eye on the door at the other end of the room.
For what?
Never mind. Frawley? I didn't think you'd have the spunk to come here like this. You're the first needlepoint man to set foot inside this house.
And when I leave, Linda's leaving with... What's that on that rifle?
Huh?
Let me see that gun stock.
Take no affair of yours.
Let me see it. Who owns the rifle? Is that yours?
I ain't said so.
Bob, listen, Bob, don't be hasty. That's an old rifle. It's been over the mantle ever since I can remember.
Quiet! You, Sam! Keep clear of that door down there! I want to see who comes in.
I was seeing, Bob, that rifle.
Now look, it ain't even loaded. Oh, I'll show you that it ain't. Squeeze the trigger.
Oh. It was loaded.
Hey, Morgan's been hit.
What the?
You shot your nephew.
Morgan.
Hit him right through the heart, Nash.
Oh, it's a good thing there wasn't anybody else coming through that door, ain't it?
You've killed a bridegroom, your own nephew. You don't seem a bit concerned. Say, I'd like to know if that was an accident or on purpose.
Save your wind.
But I'd like to know...
See this here gun? See that wildcat on the gun stock?
Yes.
That's the gun that killed your pa.
Did you shoot him? If you did, Panamint Nash, I'll put a bullet right between your eyes. I'll show you...
No, Bob, don't. Please, he's my father.
I don't care who he is. My father was dry gulched, shot from behind. And I...
Shut up! All right. Let me talk. Your father and me was the best of friends.
I know it. I never dreamed that you'd be the one.
I was with your old man when he fell. The shot that killed your pa was aimed to kill me.
It was?
Yeah. There wasn't no use me telling that before now. Nobody would believe it. If you knew that I was with your pa when he fell, you'd have come accusing me years ago, just like you're doing now.
Yeah.
Then it wasn't you, pa.
No, it wasn't. It was some one of the Nash men that fired that shot. And they wanted to get me. He wanted to kill me for my cash.
You know who it was?
I know now, but I didn't at the time.
Who?
Let me get to it in my own time, boy. I've got a story to tell.
Go on, Paul.
I swore at the time I'd get the critter that killed my best friend. The ornery coyote that aimed to kill me. I was the only one in the whole Nash tribe that had any money. I left a will dividing it among them. Well, when I knowed one of them was gunning for me from an arroyo... I figured to bring the whole pack of them here to live together.
That was years ago.
Just before you was born, Linda. It took time to round the whole tribe up, but I done it. I kept them broke. I give them orders and kept them orders followed out. I kept them all here where I could watch them.
Gosh.
I was hunting the same thing you was, Bob Frawley. I was hunting the killer of your father. Your old man knowed it was Wildcat had done the shooting, but he didn't talk to me. He wouldn't tell me who it was because he knowed it was one of my own family. He figured I'd side with my own flesh and blood if he told me.
Tell me who it is, Nash. I'll see your revenge carried out.
There ain't no need for that. The killer's already paid in full.
You mean he's gone?
He's gone. Gone with the same gun he used to kill your pa.
You don't mean Morgan.
That's just who I mean. Morgan. That gun with Wildcat burned into the stock was Morgan's rifle.
But you was going to have me marry him.
There's a different reason for that, honey. I knowed you cared a lot about Bob Frawley, but I didn't know how much he cared for you.
Then you never intended having the wedding go through?
I intended to stop it just as I done. When you come in after seeing Bob here and told me the name of the murderer was Wildcat, I knew right off who the killer was.
Oh.
So'd Morgan. He stood right here in the room while you were telling me, but you didn't note his face. You was watching me too close.
But I thought you was the one, Pa. Oh,
gosh, and Morgan, he figured I didn't know he was gunning for me when he killed Frawley. That's why he weren't worrying. You see, he threw the suspicion for the killing on me by telling your ma, Bob, that the killer was left-handed and walked with a limp.
See here, Nash. Do you mean this whole wedding was just a put-up job to...
To see if you had spunk enough to get the girl you loved before she married a man she didn't care for.
I'm here.
Well, all right. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to marry Linda.
It's about time you talk like that. And you, Linda, it's about time you got some spunk back in you.
You know, Paul, I never did lose my spunk.
Well, then you sure did a fine piece of acting these last few days. I was most broke up seeing how you kowtowed to everything I said.
Sure I did. Because the engine told me how to act. I wasn't worried a minute about having to marry Morgan Nash.
The engine?
I reckon that must have been Tonto.
You know him?
I know his masked partner. It was him that come and told me to get here and get my girl.
Yeah, the masked man. I don't know who he is, but he seemed to know the things needed doing. And to think I was ready to shoot him for busting in on me like he done.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.